Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is an official disaster because I went golfing and my buddy Mike and Zach flipped over the golf cart. And the golf cart landed on my friend Mike, which broke his leg. And Zach hit a pole, and his head is knocked out. So they're both in the hospital. Ryan Dunn's there with them. Deco had to go to his grandmom's 90th. So basically, it's me and Shit Goose and Oz.
Dude, Dunn called me up, and he told me about that.
Like an hour ago.
About the golf cart flipping
yeah.
over?
That sounded crazy. What happened? I mean, what did he hit?
Well... both of the dudes weigh like 200 pounds plus, so like...
Plus.
Wow. Plus, so that's like...
Bigger than me?
You.
Me?
Two U's. So how much do you weigh?
I weigh 220.
You're lying. You weigh 230. So two 230s sitting on a golf cart with beer on the back, so they take this sharp turn, and it just flips right over. Dude, it would have been a jackass... Dude, Zach hit a pole right to his head, knocked himself out. Like, he was trying to walk, and he was, like, walking to the right, like, falling into the sand trap and shit.
Were they, like, wasted or dead sober? Like, how far into, like...
They were, like, three beers deep. They weren't drunk. They just made a sharp turn with all that weight.
I thought we were going to flip the one day. You know that gnarly-ass hill you go down? It's, like...
Yeah.
Left, right. It's, like, zigzag. Like, seriously, it's sketchy. So I imagine, you know.
That sucks.
Fuck.
Yeah, so...
Broke his leg.
That was at the seventh hole. The cart landed on his leg. It was so dented and fucked up. And the funny thing is, Ape just saw a psychic who said one of your friends is going to break your ankle or leg soon.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that fucking weird? That happened like 5 days ago.
I ain't going to go ride quads.
You think it's like impossible to get hurt golfing, too? Like, what's the worst that could happen?
I know, like, the worst that could happen... golfing is maybe getting hit in the head by a golf ball from like another player, but like that's so slim to none. I'll just be in the middle of the field and I'll let the other guys like drive the ball because like, dude, it's like a 1 in a million chance that I'm gonna get hit, and if I actually do get hit, then it's meant to be.
But instead you're in a fatal golf cart accident. Like,
oh, yeah. Remember when you ran me with the golf cart?
Yeah.
And I got claps in between the two trees. That's
you got the clap?
Yeah, I got the clap.
No,
I got like pinned between two trees. Dude, I was sick the whole week. That sucks.
What, this whole week?
I was shitting water all the whole week, man.
Ew. Well, you missed some good footage because I ollied in between this tree.
I know you told me.
Well, we got to shoot a fucking photo of it.
I got my camera gear with me.
Yeah, where were you?
It's dark.
Dude, I have flashes. I have like 5 flashes.
You want to do it at night?
Let's do it. Why not, man? You're going away to Europe soon, so let's do this shit.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Alright.
I did it in a turkey outfit, though. Right. That's a lot better than now.
Don't you have another outfit here?
I don't. The turkey outfit would have been better, and I dropped it on this roof, too, that you could have took a sequence of, but being you were shitting water, you missed out on maybe $1,000.
I was so sick. I had like 102 temp, I think.
Well, I think it was worth $1,000 to come over there and shoot a photo of it.
Says who? Who was going to give me $1,000?
The company who bought the ad. Element or Audio would have definitely bought that as an ad.
Really blew that one, G.
Yeah, instead. Nah, I didn't blow it because I'll make Bam go back and do exactly what he did.
What were you doing?
Doesn't it suck, like, doing an awesome trick and then, like, you have to go back to get the photo because you already got the video, but now you need the photo.
That sucks.
Like, you can't do both at once. Now you have to go back and backtrack in life.
You can thank G for that.
Thanks, Shit Goose.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Sorry. But I'm better now, so I'm ready to...
I don't even care if you're better. If you're still shitting water, I don't care. Just don't get it on that seat.
Water. It's stiff stool right now.
But are you shitting water?
No, I was.
Yeah, you are.
What's the capital of Zimbabwe?
Harare.
Oh, man, I had a list made up last week, but we didn't get to it.
Grab the map, shit.
Where's the map? Missy, well, where's the map?
Here, you grab the map, you write down like fucking 20 of them, and I'll shout them out. But right now, I'm going to play Within Temptation. This is their new album. Holy shit, I didn't even give it to you yet. Yes, I did. It's in that placebo thing. Yeah. It's, that one. Check that one. What the fuck happened to it? I gave it to you. I swear to God I did. Is it in the thing?
No.
It's not in the thing. Yo, I just saw it. I'm losing my mind today, man. I was just... Is that it? I was just looking at it. This is insane. Oh, fuck's sake. Well, what do we have in the meantime?
Wait. Is it
this? No. There it is. Right there. This one? It's track 10. Dude, I'm out of it today. Just seeing, like, a golf cart on my buddy's leg. I'm just freaking out. So let's hear some chick voices to some rock and roll. This is With Them Temptation. I don't even know the fucking name, but it's rocking. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. We'll be back with some capitals. Yeah,
wait for Program. You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
If you didn't know, the past 6 months I've been through 8 BlackBerry cell phones, 8, and I just lost my 8th one yesterday when there was a big flood and I decided to go kayaking with a few friends down the Brandywine, and I wrapped my cell phone in a little baggie, decided to go down a waterfall, and what do you know, the baggie gets wet, it was still working, I had to let it dry out in the sun, so I threw it up onto this lawn, and what do you know, an hour later, when my mom picks us up in the van, I go back to the lawn to grab the phone, and they just happen to be mowing the lawn where I threw the phone. So I see all these BlackBerry blue pieces everywhere. I'm just like, awesome.
Like shards of BlackBerry.
Only that could happen to me.
Like yo, here's your phone.
Like the
here's more of it over here.
The plastic bag actually saved it a little bit. As all it had to do was dry out from the sun a little bit, and it would have worked fine. I throw it up in some random lawn, thinking I'd get it a little bit later, and then they mow the lawn as soon as I throw it up there.
Yeah, dude, you have the worst luck. It's like, oh, it's expected of you though. Now,
yeah, I don't even care anymore. I'm not getting another fucking phone, dude. I don't care. 8 phones in 6 months is ridiculous. Every time I have to go there, dude. The cell phone place thinks I'm a complete jerk-off. They're like, are you kidding me? Another one. I'm like, yep, $200. Here you go. Give me another BlackBerry.
I can't believe, too, it was going to work.
And I always have intentions on writing the phone numbers down on a piece of paper, but I don't.
You should. I don't know why you don't.
The only thing that I'm sort of happy about is I took all these photos on Missy's camera of, her all nude and shit, and I left it in Palm Springs. I wasn't even drinking that day, so I knew that I didn't just drop it and leave it somewhere, but I just found out that my manager's cousin found it today, so he's probably checking them out right now. But at least I found them.
Dude, I had some random girl call, or I called your phone one day, and some girl answers. I'm like, this isn't Missy. I'm like, who is this? She's like, Sherry? I'm like, well, who's Sherry? I don't know. I just found this phone. In a couch, and I was like, well, what are you talking about? You don't just find.
I went to a party with the Sounds, that band, the Sounds in LA, and I was just all drunk on this couch, and it fell out, and I just left and went home.
I'm like, what? I don't know how you do it.
Remember that, Missy? She found all these nasty emails.
I don't know how you lose, though. It's such a big phone, too. Like, it's
I know.
Impossible.
A BlackBerry is like a mini computer.
It's like a brick.
It's like
having a brick in your pocket. And
it's like having a baby laptop. It's like me sawing my laptop in half and sticking it in my pocket. That's how big a BlackBerry is. And I lost 8 of them. I think the best one was cooking marshmallows out back, and I leaned over to cook a marshmallow, and it just dropped into the fire, and I just see it go, and I'm like, ah!
But you just, like, picked it up and then started making phone calls again, like,
No, half of it was melted, and I couldn't use the Y or the T, because it was melted.
The back was, like, broken, so you had a piece of, like, I don't know, duct tape or something on it. It was just so fucking haggard looking, and you're like, oh, that melted off. It was, like, half melted tape, half plastic keys everywhere.
Yeah. Did you go through, like, a few computers?
Computers? Yeah. No, cell phones.
Yeah, I know that, but...
And then the other one, I reached over to flush the toilet, and I had the phone in my hooded sweatshirt in that little pocket where your belly is. And I leaned over to flush it. I see it go right underneath, and it was one of those power flushers, like, at a restaurant. Because
half a second, it's
gone. It just shoots right into...
You know those restaurants where so many people take so many million-ass shits, and they need a power flusher? Yeah, like, because so many people take shits every second of the hour, so they have to have those power flushers. It was one of those. I just saw my BlackBerry like just flush right up.
That's the worst too, because you see it fall and you like try to grab, but it's like
you would
there's
figure.
No
see,
time
like,
in the world.
Why
catch
couldn't
it.
That happen at my house where it's like a nice flush where it probably wouldn't go up?
You know? And you can, like, drink, like, you know, use a
plunger. Yeah, it has to flush at Iron Hill Restaurant where there's 20 shits taken every 2 seconds.
It's probably at the shit plant from your old house.
My Blackberry's floating around Don Vito's house right across the street from the shit factory.
You should fucking go there.
I should go there and sift it out, see if I can get my phone numbers back at least.
Just get your SIM card. That's all you need, man.
I'll just get my SIM card. I know that there's shit jammed in it, but can you scrape it off so I can get my numbers? I have a lot of finished numbers in there that I can't get back. Oh, Christ.
Gadgets. Missy's cell phone's jacked.
Yeah, and then now I'm like, well, at least I have Missy's phone because so I can make phone calls. She happens to drop her phone and the whole screen's jammed. I can still answer phone calls, but I can't call anybody out. I'm totally fucked. And I'm going on the gumball all across the world, and I really need to make phone calls right now. Dude, right now I just want to relax and listen to some music, so let's listen to, like, I know we only listen to 4 songs each episode, but let's make it 6 this time. Let me start it off with a new song. Oh, this song is Placebo, their new album, Mess.
It's the last song.
It's the last song. The song to say goodbye. It's the best one.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Let's hear it. This is Radio Bam, and we're relaxing. Play it.
Relaxing.
You are one of God's mistakes. You crying, tragic waste of skin. I'm well aware of how it aches, and you still won't let me in. Now I'm breaking down your door to try and save your swollen face. Though I don't like you anymore. You lying, trying, waste of space. For our innocence was lost. You were always one of those less than lucky sevens. And a voice that made me cry.
Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Yo, there's some dude on the in the Middle East right now on the phone. Should we talk to him, Shikus?
Let's see what he's about.
See what he wants. See what he's about, man.
Yo, man. Hello, man.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm sitting here deployed in the Air Force. And
where in the Middle East exactly?
I can't tell you. It's operational security.
That is true.
Yeah, because we got... Yes.
Same with emails, too, right?
Can you say the country?
Yeah, we can email. What the?
I know, but...
Can you say what country you're in?
No, because of the aircraft we have here. Like, I can tell you what I work on. I work on the KC-10. It's an in-flight refueler, but that's about it.
Yeah. Are you listening to the radio show right now, or did you just call at the right time?
I called it. Well, I know what time it is, because it's like 11 hours. It's like 14 hours difference East Coast time from here.
You live on the East Coast?
Yeah. I'm stationed at Travis Air Force Base, California, but I live in White Plains, New York.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, now, my question was, because the Air Force tries, and I'm not trying to badmouth the people that, you know, pay me money to go work, but they don't give us really good USO shows anymore. I want to know if Element wants to do a skate demo down in the Middle East.
Whoa, that's sick.
I don't need some Taliban-y member fucking shooting grenades at me while I'm trying to do a kickflip.
It ain't like that. See, they try, but, you know, the shifts we're working right now, we're working 6 days a week, 13, 14 hours a day in like 150-degree weather.
Jeez.
And that's just one of the things, at least for me and a bunch of the guys I hang out with. Nothing would be better seeing you do a kickflip and maybe hit some Taliban guy right in the teeth and knock them all out or something.
In 150 degree
heat. I'll do a Smith grind.
In 150 degree heat.
A Smith grind AK-47 to the dick.
Hey, Ben, if you want to, we got a number 2 engine. It's probably about 75 feet off the ground. You know, you could drop in off that.
Yeah?
What?
Yeah.
Well, I would tell Element to send me out there to do a demo, but it's so confidential you can't even tell me where you are. Suppose I go to the wrong spot.
Oh, no. Whoops. If you were going to come out here, trust me, it'd be hooked up.
Yeah.
I can't just go blabbing over Sirius satellite radio where I'm located.
That's cool.
No, we have a friend, Deanna, who she's in the... Who?
Oh, yeah, she's out there too, huh?
Yeah, see, the most I can tell you, that I'm not in Iraq, but that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. No, I have a friend. She was in the Marine Corps, and she couldn't say shit where she is at. Was it on the email?
You can't even tell your buddies where you're at?
I can't. I'm not even allowed to tell my parents. Like, of course they know, but I'm not even allowed to tell them. The only thing I'm supposed to leave them is a social security number and the phone number to my squadron back home. That's it.
Shit.
But, you know. Yeah.
That's some crazy fucked up shit. Ass shit.
If you go out there, you gotta get a bulletproof vest.
If I go out there, I'm gonna be full bulletproof, dude. I'm gonna have a bulletproof head if I'm gonna be skating out
bulletproof
there.
Bulletproof shoes.
Alright, cool, man. Well, it was good talking to you.
Best of luck, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Alright, take it easy.
Late.
Well, being I want to play all these rock songs, I want to play Lacuna Coil. This is their new album. It's called... What's it called? Karma Code. Yeah, but I think this is the best track. It's called Closer. So let's check this out, and then we're going to get to the Capital game that Shit Goose loves. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Won't you get close?
Hi-Fi kids, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
We just got joined here by Rob Scott. He's the sound guy for Viva La Bam, and now Jackass, and we just filmed a bit, the turkey suit, which Shit Goose didn't attend when he could have made a grand for Elementor Audio, but he was shitting water, so he couldn't show up.
Oh, man, you missed a great stunt, man.
I was sick, though. I was really sick.
Oh, well.
How about the roof?
He came unemployed.
Dude, that roof was so sketchy. That thing was going to cave in.
He came off the top of a barn. Okay?
barn that seemed like it was going to, I was going to go right through.
Well, remember the first, it caught your front wheels coming off?
Yeah, it was shingles. The first was, it was fucking shingles. So you had to, like, sometimes it would stick and sometimes it would go, and I did not feel like pulling one of those Tom Krausers where you slide like Superman.
Did you see that sequence? Yeah, Transworld?
That is so sketchy. Yeah. That's all I was thinking in my head, because I almost did that the first time, and I was like, fuck that, and Dimitri's like, dude, it looks so cool, you gotta go back up and do it again. I'm like, no way, dude. Oh, I tried it five times. Finally, when I landed on it, I wrecked my knee, but we definitely got the bit, because anybody wearing a turkey suit, you're not supposed to be riding away from cool skate tricks.
It was fun. Well, that was great.
Yeah.
When you tumble at the end, that was
great. I think the fact that I just landed on the skateboard and then fell right to my chest, like, as hard as you could possibly go. Like, everybody who's watching Jackass doesn't want to see you land it. They want to see you eat fuck.
Totally. Yeah. That's why I watch.
Yeah. Would you rather see somebody do a smooth front board down 10 or a backwards dick rack to head back to head bounce on the road?
Try to grind the rail.
Like, if you would have rode away, everybody would be like, weak. He practiced. What a pussy.
More hurt than better.
No, he definitely landed hard, but I was just unbelievable watching it.
Do you remember Zach, who works at the door at Rex's?
Yeah.
We were golfing today, and Mark Hanna's guitar player for, what's his name, Backwoods Payback.
Right.
They were both on the golf cart. They made a sharp turn, flipped it over. The cart landed on Mike's leg, breaking it, and then Zach went flying right into a pole. They're both in the hospital. That was my day.
Oh, man.
So I had to come right here and do the radio show. That's why I'm, I can't even think straight. That's why I've been playing some rock, just to calm me down.
Yeah. I hear I thought golf was a safe sport.
That's what Oz was saying. He's like, what's the worst that could happen with golf? Like, maybe getting hit by a ball, but that's like 1 out of 1,000.
Yeah.
Like,
pull your million, disc. Maybe.
Well, I actually got to see Tiger Woods up close doing that at the LA Open. It was much safer.
Has anybody ever got pegged by a ball at the
Remember?
I've gotten hit in the head once.
Is it a lawsuit if, like, you go to, like, the U.S. Open?
No, I think if you are saying I'm going to stand by the hole and you get bopped by a ball, you're probably excited and want the guy to sign it.
Yeah,
you know, that's a golf fanatic. I don't think there's any kind of liability.
That's
for
like going to a baseball game and getting hit by a ball and suing.
I think it's merely by the person.
Well, shit, we live in America. You could probably get something.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's true.
You could take a shit in the wrong toilet, and if it clogs, you can get $5,000.
But they'll probably turn
like this?
Around and be like, well, you were in the way.
Exactly. Brandon DiCamello goes to Big K to take shit. See, if the toilet clogged and Dico got his shoes wrecked, he could probably sue Kmart. They give him $5,000 just to keep his mouth shut.
Trisha's point is not to be so hilarious.
all right, you want to play this Capitals game, Shit Goose?
Fucking do it.
Did you know that I know every capital of everything?
I'd heard that. I heard that.
It's so ridiculous.
I don't know how you do it.
I know, that's amazing. That's it. I mean, okay, how many countries in the world?
I know how many, but there's
But you know all the capitals.
But that's amazing.
I remember we said that during
Viva La Bam. You can quiz me if you want.
4 out of 5 people probably couldn't get the United States capital.
Oh, I know them so easy. It's not even worth it.
All right,
Turkey.
Turkey? Ankara.
That's very good. I knew that one. Okay, good.
All right. I mean, these. I tried to get the hardest ones, and I wrote these down, 10 minutes ago? All right, Sri Lanka,
Colombo.
Shit. Gabon. G-A-B-O.
Gabon, Libreville.
Angola.
Luanda.
Burkina Faso.
Ogadugadow.
No way!
Missy just bought me a map, so I've been looking at it extra, dude. I don't think I could get stumped. Maybe if you went to, like, really tiny islands in the Pacific, I might get stumped.
That's right, Ogadugadow.
Oh, well, that's going to say how much smaller is that.
I might not be saying it right, but I definitely know.
It's Q-U-A-D-A-D-O.
Ogadugadow or something like that.
Ogadugadow. What about Ghana? G-H-A-N-A. Ghana.
Does it start with an A?
Yeah.
Accra.
Damn.
Nice, man.
Mali.
Does it start with a B?
Yeah.
Bamako.
Jesus. He's right. Cote d'Ivoire.
Ivory Coast. Shit, what does it start with?
A Y.
Y?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I could have wrote the wrong one down, though. I could have.
Why what?
Y A.
Yayund?
No.
What is it?
Yamas.
That's wrong.
Yeah, I probably wrote down wrong. All right. Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone, Freetown.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
Dem Republic of Congo.
Yeah.
What does it start with?
K.
That's wrong, too. Kinshasa?
Yep. That's right.
Okay, now, normally, we're learning about partying and stunts and crap, but this is like geography.
I got this.
That's amazing.
I got three more.
That's amazing. I don't know anybody can do that.
Yeah,
that's awesome,
it's
man.
It's ridiculous. Congo.
Brazzaville.
Correct. Botswana.
G?
Yeah.
Gaborone.
Correct. Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan? What does it start with?
A.
Ashgabat.
Correct. That's it. That's all I have right now.
And let's play a song then.
Yeah, those are good ones, dude.
Let's hear Cradle of Filth, Gabrielle. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. We'll be back.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Just got a phone call while that Cradle of Filth song was playing, and it was Jackass saying that when the Gumball's done, I was supposed to fly right to India for 3 days to film.
Right.
And they just called it off, thank God, because they didn't even have any like actual skits for me to do. They just wanted me to go out there and try to figure something out for 3 days when I'm already going to be there driving through on the Gumball. So I don't want to fly to go to L.A. and then fly back to India.
Yeah, that's like another
and get all these shots. I had to get like 7 shots in my ass for all these bird flu shit. But besides that, did you ever hear the Ganges River?
Oh, yeah.
That place is a hell.
It's one of the most polluted rivers ever.
They, don't they, like, what do they call it?
They do
they worship the river or whatever?
Well, yeah, they feel the
they
the
wash
waters
themselves.
Are holy.
Dude.
Yeah.
They dump bodies in there,
they
too.
Shit, they piss, they puke, they
bathe,
wash themselves.
Brush their teeth.
Brush your teeth, right? Yeah. And then, you know what, though? It used to be, because it was such a big river, it would rush on through. There were crocodiles. Yeah. That would eat, you know, the dead bodies. So they had a complete ecosystem, right?
Oh, your buddy's sounds dead? Like, yeah. Just throw him down the Ganges. I'm going to be bathing in there anyway.
Yeah.
Sounds but like back, a love park fountain.
If, yeah. Has anyone ever seen Baraka?
Yeah.
Best documentary.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's I've never seen it. What's it? What's
it's
it called?
Like, it's Baraka. It's like a
don't they film it all in 70 mil?
70 millimeter film. It's
that's insane.
Ridiculous.
Whoa.
That's like...
I like that. That's big time.
It looks time. Insane.
Yeah, the more millimeters, the better.
It's like
think about
Star
it, though.
Wars.
Like, stop worshiping that river. No wonder there's bird flu. No wonder there's mad cow. You fuckers bathe in shit water.
I know.
No one,
amazing.
Like, are you idiots?
SARS.
Like,
they invented SARS, probably.
You assholes invented SARS. No wonder. You're swimming in shit and brushing your teeth in it. No wonder y'all have diseases.
Then they come over here to visit.
Then they
something.
Fly over here and then give that shit to us. Quit worshiping that river and stay the fuck away from it. Don't even take a boat out there. Dude,
have you ever seen pictures of it?
Is there even
it's all
fish?
Foamy and no, there's nothing. Apparently what happened is that a certain photo company built a plant upriver from the city. And they dumped all the chemicals into the river, and it killed the crocodiles, the fish, and everything else. So then it became this huge polluted thing because nothing would be eaten up by all the ecosystem. The crocodiles would eat the bodies because they were all dead because of the chemicals polluting the river. So then it became this huge polluted thing.
I just want to fly over there and just tap somebody like on the shoulder, like, buddy, stop washing yourself in that. There's not even living fish in there because it's so fucking polluted.
It's like,
and you're going to get birds flu, then you're going to give it to your buddy, then everybody's going to die, and then somebody's going to fly to America and give that shit to me.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck away from the Ganges River. Yeah.
How do you wash yourself in dirty water?
You see how there's like stairs going leading into it? Like, it's just rad.
It's just like inviting you in there. Come on down!
Well, there's stairs, and there's also there's places where you can wash your clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like there's like things that they made where you wash your clothes.
Well,
and everything.
In Baraka, they
and
show
the sooner you get there, the better, of course.
Like in Baraka, you see like a burning body, like just burning, like on the side, like on the beach or the stair area. Then right next to them is someone brushing their teeth in the water. and then to the left is like a dead cow floating around in the river.
Shit
it's ridiculous.
Like, man, here we are in Bombay. I'm awfully thirsty. Well, shit, why don't you go down to the Ganges and drink some shit water? Good idea.
I'd rather drink the shit water from in front of Vito's
I'll be
house.
Shitting pissed just like you, shit goose.
Mom, I don't know why I don't smell clean.
God, I just don't understand the logic. Like, these fuckers are weird over
suicide
there.
Suicide bombers. Why?
In the name of jihad!
That's it. And like...
I'm rad, going for
right,
it.
You know? And like, if they didn't succeed, it's like, you're a fucking idiot. Like...
That dude, this dude, when you before you showed up, Rob, this dude called from the Middle East. He's at war. He's like, why don't you come on down and do a demo? Why? I'll tell you why. Because I don't feel like doing a kickflip to AK-47 to my dick.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's why I'm not going to do a demo in the Middle East. You know what I mean?
He's like, he said it's 150 degrees out there.
I'll
like,
do a blunt to fake you to grenade launch.
Grenade up your ass.
Grind a bullet.
But that was cool, you know. Like, how do you just like calculate? He's not
backside kickflip
like...
cannon,
cannonball dropping. No, that was bad. But no, that just I don't know.
Christ Air to rocket launcher.
Just like.
Was he a soldier, Colin?
Yeah.
We were like, so where
they
listened
to you over there. That's awesome.
Can't say. Well, what about what country? Can't say.
Yeah.
Middle East. Well, do you know how fucking big the Middle East is? Like, probably 6,000 miles wide and 6,000 miles.
Those dudes are probably like have like radio frequencies. And, I don't know. Like,
I think you just happened to call at the right time.
Bin Laden's probably like listening in or some shit.
Yeah, that's what Bin Laden's doing right now.
It's hard to get.
He's listening to Radio Bam Series 28 Factor.
Yo, what up, Bin?
Yeah.
Your ratings are up now.
Yeah, definitely. I tried to call
Bin Laden's like,
times.
I don't appreciate this Ganji talk. I like that river.
I know, right?
Well, then go drink shit, ass wife. Who's that?
It's on the phone.
Well, tell him it's too late.
Who is it?
Novak.
Oh.
Novak.
Answer it. Put him on speakerphone.
Where is he? Is he in Baltimore?
Should I put him on this?
Here, let me see that thing. Did you answer it?
It's calling.
Oh. I thought he was going to be here today.
That's what he said. He said he was going to come down.
I'm going to come up. I'm going to come up and help you. I'm just taking the dog for a walk.
Where you at, Gaywad?
I fucking broke down on 95, dude. We just got this shithole car plane.
We? Where?
Right before the church yard, before you jump on Route 1.
What car are you in?
Mandy.
You broke down?
Yep.
Oh, so man.
I'm kind of fucking,
You sure he didn't run out of gas?
I'm kind of connected. Dang, I don't know. We just got here. I thought we may have fixed it by the time I get up there, but it's not going
to
happen.
Maybe you ran out of gas.
No, we have gas.
They're too cheap to pay.
Calmed down. It was like, it made all this funny noise and it just stopped and drifted. So we got this, and I was like,
what kind of car is it?
I'm sure it might be able to just fucking connect whatever the problem is, have it fixed. But this tow truck dude brought it back to the shop, so they're looking at it now, and one of our friends is coming to get us.
Did you get that tattoo?
Yeah, it's fucking bad, dude.
What is it?
It's awesome. What is it?
What is it?
It's,
Is it what I said?
Huh?
Is it exactly what I said?
Yeah.
Is it look cool as shit?
Yeah, it's fucking bad, dude. It's like, it's funny, but it's almost like you gotta look at it to see, like, the where it says Slotted Deck's hilarious. It says it, like, coming out of his mouth with a, like a bubble blown out of his mouth, you know what I mean?
So, it's like the ship captain from the Titanic with a pipe sticking out of his mouth and it says Swab the Deck?
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have it? Does he have a hook or no?
Yeah, he's got a hook. That's
you have two
minutes. He's got all these guns strapped around his waist.
How long did it take to do?
About an hour and a half. Two hours.
Cat's quick.
How big is it?
Dude, it's fucking cool as shit, man. That guy's funny as shit. You know what that guy does?
I realize he can't hear me. The one who was in the dinner.
Yeah.
The photographer.
Yeah, but you know what he does?
He shoots photos.
No, he fucking directs porn.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's I got a call and he's going to give me this link to all his free porn. I'll give it to you. I'll send it to your email.
Sweet, dude. Thanks.
What are you doing?
Wait, what's his website again?
I don't know. Super cult. My email. He's going to...
It's supercult.com.
Oh. No more hunting.
You ready to go?
We're doing... you're on it.
You got to hit up Naughty America.
Naughtyamerica.com.
You're on it right now.
Hey, dude. What are you talking about? Like any sex stories?
Well, no, but I'm going to play a song called The Spike, and it's devoted to you.
Well, dude, I want to see you, man, because you didn't tell me we were on Sirius. Hey, you got a lawsuit coming, bitch.
Well, good. And how about those two black eyes, too? Are they there yet?
Yeah, the mechanics, like,
he's working on your black eyes?
Yeah, the show's probably pretty boring. Dico just wants to talk about stupid sports talk, isn't it?
Dico went to his grandmom's 90th, so fuck off.
Yeah.
Alright, happy birthday.
Shut up your asses.
We're holding
it's down. Just me and Shit Goose sitting here jacking each other off.
What am I, chop liver?
You're breaking up there, buddy.
Oh, you're breaking up. I'm going to play the spike for your heroin ass.
Fuck yeah, I'll shoot up after it's over.
Good. Alright, cool. Die. Later. Alright, this is the Moist Boys called The Spike, and it is devoted to Novak on the side of the road with two black eyes. This is Radio Bam Series 28. Fuck!
Yeah.
That's our son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Rob, did you try to call before you came over?
Well, I know. I've tried to call a bunch of times, you know, when I'm in L.A.
You want to know what happened to my phone?
No.
I went kayak and I put it in
yes,
the
I heard that. I heard, yes.
And then I threw it into a random lawn, and I was planning on picking up later so it could dry out, and they decided to mow that lawn that day. So I saw 90 pieces of my BlackBerry all over the lawn.
Oh, man.
Only that happens to me.
You do have phone problems.
God damn.
Yeah, we did call you thinking that we might get through. But I thought you might call the show. But yeah, that was funny about the phone.
The broke Barry.
Yeah, the broke Barry.
The broke back Barry. Have you seen, did you see,
No, I haven't seen that movie.
No, 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 not that one. The one, Scary Movie 4.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
It's pretty fucking funny. Yeah, I saw it.
We were going to see it last week.
I know, it was funny, dude. I laughed.
What parts you like?
I liked the very beginning with Shaq and Dr. Phil.
Oh, we missed that part.
Oh, you got to see that.
Does he, like, knock himself out or something?
I just like the whole Tom Cruise bits. Like,
oh, yeah. They just dissed Tom Cruise the entire movie. Like, when he's on the Oprah show or the O show.
The O show.
He's just jumping down, humping. He takes his shoe off and starts fucking it on the couch. He's like, I love her, And they start, like, doing jumping jacks and shit. And they start punching the air. And he's looking at the crowd just going, Yeah!
He does, like, the back handspring going across.
That's what I saw in the trailer.
Then he runs off, and then you see him do these back handsprings like a gymnast. It's so fucking funny.
Or how about when his kids come to his house first, and the one pissed off kid is just there, like, he's like, hey, Robbie, just looks at him all pissed.
Exactly, and the daughter keeps getting struck by lightning.
And he like, fucks her up.
Oh, man.
That movie's funny.
Yeah, it's definitely good for what it is.
I like it because it's Tom Cruise. They make fun of him all the time. So that dude is wacky, man.
Yeah, I think that Scientology shit's nuts.
It's bullshit.
Dude, just fucking...
That's like questioning how the faith
that
happened.
That shit is weird, man.
They try to calculate how it happened. I don't know.
It was all a bunch of science fiction writers that got together.
Dude, a few of my friends spend days in that Scientology place just like reading and studying and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, dude, go climb rocks or something. Go mountain bike and play tennis. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can't really say much because I've never went and... No, I don't really know what it's about. It's just fucking... It just seems spooky.
It's weird, dude.
Well, yeah, it's like... It's really sci-fi. That's really where it comes from.
Centers where you can go.
Yeah.
It's by, like, a dude who invented it. And died... What? He died, like, 20 years ago? L. Ron Hubbard?
Dianetics.
Yeah. Well, when they go to the Scientology house, you know where I go? The bar.
Hey, I'm with you on that, man.
That's my Scientology. The bar. Well, yeah, and they can read a book... And I'll read whiskey.
You'll
right
see
down
God
my
faster.
Throat.
It's so easy.
You'll see God faster going to the bar.
That's right. Your religion's the bar.
Yeah.
Same with mine. My religion's Budweiser.
Yes. And I admire both of your dedication to that subject. It's pretty awesome.
Mine's Jameson.
Jameson.
I prefer the Jack.
Not Jenna.
Jack.
Yo, can we play this song? I'm gonna play this song. It's a compilation and it's track 19, but I like it. And if anybody out there who's listening knows who this band is, call in and tell me because I need to know. Can we hear it, please? I'm not even gonna say. Oh, do we have to go after this? We really do. We don't even have 1 minute. All right. Well, fuck off. Call 877 porn bag and tell Sirius who the band is because
week.
I really want to know. But I'll see you guys later. This is a compilation from New Zealand that I got, and I really like this song. So call in and tell me who it is so I can buy the album. This is Radio Bam over and out. Peace.
Yeah. smell of vodka on your breath.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.